一同有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你又给我们一次的机会聚集在你面前。
And because you give us another opportunity to gather
before you. 你让我们这样翻开你的话的时候，让我们更好的学习。等候在你面前。
And when we open up your words, once again, we can learn to better to wait before you.
主，因为你是说话的神。
Because Lord, you are the God who speaks.
你常常用着你自己的话说在前面，然后你按着你的话来做成你的工。
And you always speak your words ahead of time, and you do your work according to your words.
我们就是要等候在你面前，要知道你在地上。你所要显明的一切。
And we are here to wait before you to find out what you are to do on earth.
从前你说话。
And you spoke before.
现在你还是说话。
And today you continue to speak.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为在你没有改变。
Because there's no change in you.
你从前说过的话，现在还是说那样的话。
The word you have spoken before, today you are still speaking the same words.
因为你一直是要把我们这些从迷失里头回来的人，给你带回到完全的地步。
Because your goal has always been for us who are lost, and now you're bringing us back to your original will.
因此我们就格外的要等候在你面前。
So we have to wait before you.
求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And we ask that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们的灵和你的宝座上的心思可以好完全的连接起来。
So that our spirit can be completely united with the heart on the throne.
我们不是在那里只是读历史上的事。
We are not here just to read about history.
我们是要等候在你面前，要认识你在历史上面所显出的你自己的那心意。
We are here to wait before you to understand your heart desire that is manifested throughout history.
和你做工的法则。
And also the principle of your work.
但愿主让我们聚集在这里的时候，都一同承受这一份的恩典。
So when we gather together, we pray that we will be able to receive this grace.
感谢赞美主。
We praise you and we thank you.
带领我们进入你的话。
May you help us to enter into your words.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we look to you. We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那上次我们读到21章的时候。
Last time when we read chapter 21.
一个很强烈的意念在我们的里面显出来的。
And there's a very clear concept that's manifested.
那是主对着耶路撒冷和犹太全地。
Which is the Lord toward Jerusalem and the whole land of Judah.
说出了他要如何的带领他们的前面所遇见的事。
That he spoke of how he was to lead them to face the things that are ahead of them.
当时犹大的百姓心思是离开主的。
At that time, the people of Judah, their hearts were away from the Lord.
但是却又仰望主在他们中间显明他的恩典、能力和拯救。
But they still wanted the Lord to manifest His grace and power and deliverance.
但是神很清楚地给他们知道，你们如果不离开你们在神面前惹神怒气的事，那你们所有这些指望都不会出现的。
But God let them see very clearly if they didn't depart from the things that would provoke God's wrath, all those things they hoped for would not appear.
不单止不会出现。
Not only would they not appear.
并且你们还要面对一个非常严肃的管教和鞭法。
But they also would have to face a very severe discipline.
那犹大人当时就是盼望平安。
And the people of Judah at that time, they hoped for peace.
那些假先知起来说话的时候也说平安。
And the false prophets, they said peace.
但是神明明就让他们知道 没有平安。
But God let them know very clearly there was no peace.
不但是没有平安。
Not only was there no peace.
并且神还要追讨追他的子民和神应许给他们的那个产业。
But God would pursue after his people and the inheritance that he promised to them.
我们很清楚地记得主一再对他们说。
And very clearly we remember the Lord said to them
repeatedly. 我不单是追讨你们的那个罪孽。
Not only am I going to pursue after your sins.
并且我要将这一个国就是犹大国。
But I will also give this nation which is Judah.
这个称为祭司的国度的国。
And this nation which is called the kingdom of priests.
我要倾覆他们。
I will turn it over.
不单是倾覆他们。
Not only to overturn it.
而且是倾覆倾覆还要倾覆
But it's overturned, overturned, and overturned.
明明地告诉他们说
And very clearly he said to
them 做一个倾覆要带出一个结果
This overturn will bring forth a result.
这个国就不能存在了
That this nation will no longer exist.
但是不是永远不存在
But it's not forever.
而是等到那一个应得的人来到神就赐给他
And, but it's when the one whose right it is, he will give it to him.
上次末了的时候，我们也特别指出了这一点。
And last time at the end, we especially pointed this out.
神那一次的把犹大打散。
And at that time when God scattered Judah.
是把他们这一个国从地上挪开的。开始
That was the beginning of him getting rid of this nation from the earth.
他们真正的那个完全的给打散
And the ultimate scattering.
还要等到罗马完全把他们分散的时候才出现
Would only happen when they were completely scattered by Rome.
但是从这一次让巴比伦把他们掳去了以后
So after they were taken away by Babylon,
犹大真的是国不成国了。
So Judah no longer was a nation.
虽然被掳七十年后回来
，even though they were able to return after 70 years,
但是只能成为马代波斯的一个州一个省。
But they can only become part of Media Persia.
不再成为一个国了。
They are no longer a nation.
等到罗马把他们分散的时候，连居民都不再存在了。
And when Rome scattered the nation, there was no more inhabitants.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神虽然指出他们的前途是这样的暗淡。
Even though God pointed out the future was so dim.
但是神是带着一个应许。
But that was a promise.
那个应许是说
And the promise was
等到那应得的人来到
When the one comes whose right it is
我就赐给他
Then I'll give it to him.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
这是远远的把我们看到前面要来的新约
and,
但是还不停在那里
And this let us see from afar that the New Testament which was to come.
一直等到主再来的时候
Until the Lord returns.
神就把这个祭司的国度来恢复了。
That God will restore this kingdom of priests.
那所以我们上次看到二十一章的时候我们一面是看到犹大没有前途同时也看见犹大还有一个可等候可盼望的前途
So last time when we were reading chapter 21 we saw that on one hand Judah did not have a future anymore but on the other hand they were still waiting for a future
那在这样的一种情势的底下
So under this circumstance
以西结不一定能了解神的那一个定义和安排
Ezekiel may not be able to understand God's plan
所以我们一接上22章的时候我们就看到神继续在这一个方向来再说话
So when we go on to read chapter 22 we can see God was still speaking in this direction
说出什么话呢
And what did he say?
他不单是叫以西结看见神要怎样的来处理 犹大的这一个悖逆自家。
Not only did he let Ezekiel see how he would deal with this house of rebellion.
他同时要让以西结明白。
He also wanted Ezekiel to understand.
不单是以西结明白。
Not only for Ezekiel to understand.
同时也是叫以色列人，尤其是当时的犹大人，他们要明白。
Also for all the Israelites, especially the people of Judah at that time.
究竟是什么原因让神下那么重的手来处理犹大？
And for them to understand what was the reason that God laid such a heavy hand to deal with Judah.
所以我们从接上来的22、23这两章，你就看见神继续在这个方向来向以西结说明。
So that's why in chapter 22 and 23, we will see God continue to speak in this direction.
我们可以这样说。
And we can put it this way.
让以西结先明白了。
So to first let Ezekiel
understand. 然后接着以西结要叫神的子民也明白。
And through Ezekiel, the people of God will also understand.
明白什么呢？
And what are they to understand?
明白他们是什么原因也动神的怒气到那么高的点。
And to understand the reason that they have provoked God's wrath to such a point.
那所以22章一接过来的时候，我们就注意神的话怎么说了。
So right away in chapter 22, let's pay attention to what God said.
他说耶和华的话又临到我说。
It says the word of the Lord came to me saying.
那这个又临到就是说神说了上面的话没有停在那里，继续就往前说。
So it says then the word of the Lord came to me saying. That means God has not stopped speaking. He continued what he said.
他就在那给以西结先是一个问号。
First he asked a question to Ezekiel.
然后就把那个问号里边所带出的那个问题就做了一个很彻底的说明。
And then through this question, he gave a very clear explanation.
我们中文圣经就在这里是这样说。
And in the Chinese translation, it says,
他说人子啊，你要审问这流人血的城吗？
It says, son of man, will you judge the bloody city?
那我们就知道他仍然是按照十九章开始的时候指着耶路撒冷和以色列地来说的话。
So we can see very clearly this is the same as in chapter 19. It is pointing at Jerusalem and the land of Israel.
但是中文圣经把这一句话的意思呢，不是说翻不准，而是翻得不透彻。
But the Chinese translation is not that it's not accurate, but it's not thorough.
神在这里问，你要审问这流血的城吗？
Here God asks, will you judge the bloody city?
好像很客气的对以西结说，你要不要去审问这一个城。
And it seems like God was very courteous and asked Ezekiel if he wants to judge the city.
是有这个意思。
And there is such a meaning.
但是却不是这样的语气。
But actually the tone is not like this.
因为这个语气好像是太客气了。
Because it seems like it's too courteous.
那如果我们要按照神说话的那个意思直说的话呢？
But if we put it very directly according to God's meaning,
只要一点点更改就表达出来了。
And we only need to make a minor change.
神是说人子啊，你要否审问这流血的城？
And it will be like, son of man, will you judge the bloody city?
那个意思就你要不要去审问他们？
Which is to say, do you want to judge the city?
那这里面就有两个意思。
And there are two meanings.
一个你去审问。
One is you go ahead and judge.
那当然你知道他们是 做错了什么事情。
And of course you know what wrong did they do.
另外一个意思呢
And the other meaning.
他们这些人做错了事情还不懂，所以你要去审问审问他们，让他们知道他们错在什么地方。
Which another meaning is that these people have done wrong, but they did not know what they do wrong. So
为什么把神的震怒也动得那么凶
？That the reason why they have provoked God's wrath to such a point.
因为神这一句问话的目的不是对以西结个人来说的，是借着以西结是对神的百姓来说的。
And because the purpose of this question is not pointing at Ezekiel, but it's actually pointing at God's people.
因为上面就明说了，要使他们知道，使他们知道。
Because
一切可憎的事。
Later on, it's very clearly pointed out that it's in order for them to know about the abominations.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主对以西结说这个话，好像把一个审判的权柄交给以西结去执行。
These words spoken by the Lord seems like the Lord is giving Ezekiel the authority to judge.
让以西结的执行带出犹大的百姓的灵里头的醒悟。
And through Ezekiel's execution, it will bring forth the awakening of the people of Judah.
那以西结就当然就说了。
So of course Ezekiel.
但是他说什么呢？
But what did he say?
神告诉他。
God told him.
是说了一大堆的话。
And there are many words here.
但是归纳起来，就是神开始对他说的那两句话。
But to summarize it, it can be summarized in the first two sentences spoken by God to him.
神起初对他说了两句什么话呢？这一段话的开头。
So what are these two first sentences?
他说你要对那些百姓这样说，这城有流人血的罪在其中，叫他受报的日子来到，这是第一件。
So the first thing is, this is a city shedding blood in the midst so that her time will come.
因为这个城里头满了流人血的事。
Because the city is full of bloodshed.
那流人血的事的结果就带出这样的一个结果。
So because of the bloodshed, this result will come forth.
那第二件事呢？
And then the second matter.
又做偶像耽误了自己。
They also make idols and for their defilement.
陷害自己。
And it's contrary to their interest.
那一个就是整个的城都落在一个受伤害的光景。
So this entire city has fallen into this condition of.
另外的一件事呢，
and then,
是每一个人都在那里受了伤害。
And the other matter is every person within it.
两个不同的原因。
There are two different reasons.
但是是带出一个共同的结果。
But they both bring forth a same result.
那么如果我们光是看这两句话的话呢，
If we only read these two sentences,
我们不太容易掌握到神为什么会说这样两句话。
And it would not be easy for us to understand why God spoke these words.
一个就是全地的受惩治。
One is for the entire land to be disciplined.
一个是每一个人都乐在惩治里。
And the other one is every person will be under punishment.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为如果神只是说了这两句话，
Because if God only spoke of these words,
我们就不能很完全领会到神说话的那个目的。
Then we would not be able to understand completely the purpose of God's words.
但是神接下去就亲自的解说什么叫做流人血的罪。
But God continued to explain what it means by the guilt of bloodshed.
什么叫做拜做偶像。
And what it means by idols.
那这和我们平常一般的观念，你看神说的话，立刻就发觉神的那个要求比我们一般的想象严肃的多了。
And when we read these words, we can see that the requirement of God is much more severe than what we have our concept in general.
因为我们一看到流人血这一个事情，就是说你一定是杀人了。
Because when we think of bloodshed, we'll say that it must be murder.
你杀人 不管他死他伤，你反倒是杀人。
If you try to murder somebody, whether the person is dead or harmed,
这是我们的观念。
That's harmed. Then this is our concept.
但是我们看下去的时候，你看到。
But when we continue to read on, we'll see.
神说杀人流血的事，却不是那么简单。
When God mentioned about guilty by blood, that's not so simple.
一说到做偶像的事情呢？
And when it comes to worshiping idols,
那就点出了做偶像所引出的那一个结果，那个原因和那个结果。
He pointed out the reason and the result of idol worshiping.
那因此主自己就在这里重复的在说这两句话。
So that's why the Lord himself repeated these words.
你因为流了人的血就为有罪，你做了偶像就玷污自己，使你受报之日临近，报应之年来到。
That you have become guilty by blood which you have shed and defiled by your idols which you have made, that you have brought your day near and have come to your years.
那个引出的结果是什么呢？
So what is the result?
你就从外面来看，你是受列国的羞辱和列国的讥诮。
So outwardly, you will become a reproach to nations and mocking to all the lands.
里面就包括了他们要被掳到外邦去。
And that includes that they will be taken into captivity.
那时候接着神就解说了什么叫做流人血。
And then God went on to explain what it means by shedding others' blood.
那从第六节一直说到第十五节。
And beginning from verse 6 to, and then ends at verse 16.
那就是流人血的罪。
This is the guilt by bloodshed.
那我们一看流人血的罪。
And when we see this, the guilt of shedding blood.
那我们跟我们观念里面的那个流人血的罪的范围就差得太远了。
And this is very different from what we have in the concept we have in general about blood shedding.
我们好像只是看见伤害了人叫人死了才叫流血罪。
And in our mind, it's through harming somebody or killing somebody, it would be somebody would be guilty of bloodshed.
但是你看到下面所说的事情。
But if you read what follows,
第六节就说，看到以色列的首领各齐齐登，在你中间流人之血。
Verse 6 it says, Behold, the ruler of Israel, each according to his power, have been in you for the purpose of shedding blood.
那怎么流人之血呢？
How did they shed people's blood?
具体的情形在那里就说了一大堆。
And concrete matters are explained in many words.
欺负人啦。
That you oppress others.
不尊重父母啦。
And that you despise your parents.
道德的堕落了
，and it's a decline in
生活上的放纵了
，and the looseness in living。
那这些是生活上他们的表现。
So this is how they manifested through the daily living。
但是不停在这里。
But they don't stop here。
就再加上一些事情。
And then there's something else。
第八节就说。
Verse 8 it says。
你藐视了我的圣物，干犯了我的安息日。
That you've despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths.
这个是一个最严肃的问题。
This is the most severe matter.
但是他是却说和上面所提到的一大堆生活里头的现象连在一起。
But this is connected with what is described above all those things that is manifested in daily living.
我们就注意到一件事了。
Then we can see one matter.
为什么他们会落到那样的生活上的堕落，道路上的衰微？
And why would they fall in the daily living and in the morals?
而人和人中间的关系到了那个彼此不互不相容的地步。
And the relationship among men is to a point that they cannot stand each other.
神就点出那个一个很重要的事实。
That God pointed out a very important matter.
因为你们离弃了神。
It's because you have gone away from God.
表现在哪里呢？
And how is it manifested?
表现在你们藐视了我的信物， 干犯了我的安息日。
It's manifested through the despising of the holy things and profaning God's Sabbath.
藐视了神的圣物，那就是不尊重神的自己。
To despise God's holy things is to not respect God.
干犯了安息日，那是不跟随神自己的。我很难说一个很清楚的话，但是说不跟随神一个很严格的命令。
To profane God's Sabbath is to say that they do not follow a very solemn command of God.
换一句来说，
In other words,
那就是完全的把神的地位、权柄、心思、话语全部的放弃掉。
Which is to say they have completely forsaken God's power and his position, his heart and his words.
这个是里面的原因。
And this is the inner reason.
就带出外面的那些生活上的动作。
Which bring forth the outward expression.
那整个的事情神说这个是流人血的事。
So God looked at this entire matter as bloodshedding.
那不就把我们弄迷糊了。
Then that would confuse us.
这事情怎么说的是流人血的事呢？
How could you describe these as bloodshedding?
那我们就要留心神为什么说这样的事情。
So let's take note of why God spoke of these things.
所以最根本的那个原因乃是神说了你藐视我的圣物，干犯了我的安息日。这两件事情呢，在上文神已经说过了，我特别安排给你们来让你们知道怎么来活在我的面前。
And the ultimate reason was that they despise God's holy things and profane his Sabbath, which God described in the text that's before this, how God wanted them to know the reason.
是二十章还是十九章那里说的，我是把安息日给你们做一个证据来证明，来印证我是怎样的纪念你们的。
It's either in chapter 19 or 20, it says that God gave them a Sabbath to prove that.
但是你们根本就不在意这一些。
But you don't care about these things.
那么结果呢，就引出一些问题来。
As a result, some matters arise.
各种各样生活上的堕落，道德上的道德上的那些毁灭，全都出来了。
And so as a result, all kinds of problems in the lives, corruption in the morals, they all appear.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个事情如果我们只是从文字上面来看呢，你不会太掌握得住的。
And brothers, if we only look at these things from the letters of the words, it's hard for us to understand.
但是你连接到我们在新约里头读到主的话。
But if we connect it to the New Testament, the words of the Lord,
你就看到一件事了。
Then you see the thing.
主说。
The Lord says,
恨弟兄的就是杀人的。
Those who hate the brothers is same as murder.
这个不是我们的观念。
This is not our concept.
他跟我过不去，我对他有点怒气，那我并没有杀他。
If somebody's against me and I'm angry with this person, I have not committed murder.
但是神说不。
But God said no.
你恨弟兄的就是杀人的。
If you hate your brother,It's same as you have murdered him.
这个事情你怎么去领会的？
So how do you understand this?
原来他不是说那个动作。
Because he's not talking about the action.
神是说到这个动作以前的那一个里面的原因。
And God is referring to the reason within before the action is committed.
如果你很准确的来敬畏神的话，
If you revere God accurately,
你不会落到那个地步，
then you would not fall into
你不会产生那种心思，
then you would not have that mindset.
你不会觉得他亏负我，我怎么不可以亏负他？
And you would not feel that since he has shortchanged me, how come I cannot shortchange him?
但是 但是主没有给我们说的太多这些话，他只是说你恨弟兄的就是杀人。
But the Lord did not say too much, but he said that if you hate your brother, you have committed murder.
怎么去领会这个事情？
How do we understand this?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到上面的时候，我们就懂了。
When we continue to read on, we'll understand.
先说吧。
We'll first explain it.
还是留到一会再说，我说不清楚。
Maybe we'll leave it to a little bit later to explain it.
那么主说过了这样的一个事情。
So after the Lord has mentioned about this.
然后就说到了。
And then he said.
你沾污了自己。
That you have defiled yourself.
什么叫做沾污自己呢？
What does it mean by you've defiled yourself?
你说我也不是犯那些很肮脏的罪。
And I have not committed sins that are filthy.
只按照人的观念来说，我只是不过是有点小过犯而已。
According to man's concept, it's just a minor transgression.
人最常说的这个是什么？偏差，我只是有点偏差而已，并没有的有什么的犯罪，大不了的事。
And man would sometimes say that I only deviate a little bit. It's not a big sin.
但是主说不。
But the Lord said no.
那你做这些事情的时候，你就是沾污了自己。
And when you do these things, you're defiling yourself.
那这个沾污了自己的那个对象是什么呢？
So what is the object of this defiling yourself?
做偶像。
Which is to have idols.
他说你一做偶像，你就沾污了你自己。
When you make idols, then you are defiling yourself.
那这一个对我们来说也是不太容易了解的。
And this is also hard for us to understand.
比如说我们也没有做一个木头出来，也没有弄个石头摆在那里，也没有用纸张上面写着什么门神啊，或者是造句啊，那些个东西。
And you say
我哪里有造的木偶，只造的偶像。
We have not used a piece of wood or worship a piece of stone, or we did not write anything on a piece of paper to worship. How can you say that we are making idols?
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们还记得去年冬令会里头彭洞平弟兄交通的那个信息里头所提到的一个事情。
And I believe our sister will still remember what our brother Peng shared in the winter conference.
他是说什么叫做拜偶像？
And he mentioned what does it mean by idol worshiping? What are idols?
偶像，眼界的就是一些人事物。
And idols, what we can see are people, matters, and things.
但实际呢？
But in reality,
实际是你自己。
In reality, it's actually yourself.
你是把你自己的那个观念，你所看重的那些事情，就透过了一些外面的人事物来发表。
It is your own concept about yourself, and your idea is through these people, matter, and events that you project.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很非常认真的说明的事情。
And brothers, this is a very accurate, a very serious description. And we've mentioned.
如果来到新约的时候，我们很清楚的知道。
When we come to the New Testament, we can know this very clearly.
一切主以外的事物。成了我们的心里的爱好，或者说我们放不下的事物的时候，那个就是偶像。
All the things outside of the Lord, the things that is to our liking or something that we cannot give up, they will all become idols.
我们不是也特别提过吗？
And have we not also mentioned?
如果用新约的话来说，
using the words of the New
Testament, 新约就很少说拜偶像的罪。
And in the New Testament, it rarely mentions about the sin of
idol worshiping. 但新约是很严肃地提醒我们不要爱世界和世界上的事。
But in the New Testament, it tells us very solemnly, do not love the world or the matters of the world.
字句是不同。
The words are not the same.
原则是一样。
But the principle is the same.
什么是代替神的人事物？这一些的现象就是落到拜偶像的光景里。
And all those people, matters or things that take the place of the Lord, and this is about idol worshiping.
当你一 落到拜偶像的那种实际里的时候呢，
and when you fall into idol worshiping,
神就在那里宣告了，
and God then proclaimed,
你沾污了自己，
then you have defiled yourselves,
留意的，
signal,
你沾污了自己，
you have defiled yourself,
拜偶像不是那个动作，
worshiping idol is not an action,
拜偶像的动作并不是太严肃的事，
the action is not so severe,
拜偶像的那个实意是你沾污了自己，这一个才是那个拜偶像的实意。
But the true meaning of idol worshiping is that you defile yourself.
那当然我们常常会的拜偶像就用别样事情代替神。
And often we say that idol worshiping is using others to replace God.
是，这个话没有错。
It's true, this is not wrong.
但是为什么会用别样来代替神？
But what is the reason that you replace God with something else?
如果用旧约里头人的那个心思和现在一般人的那种观念，
and using the mindset of the people in the Old Testament,
他们要寻求神只有一个目的，
and also the concept of people nowadays,
就是要从神那里得好处。
There's only one reason why they seek after God is to gain some good.
哪一个称为神的给我好处，他就是神。
Whoever is called, whoever, whatever God it is, as long as He can give me some good, and He is God.
如果不能叫我得好处、得满足的，那个就不是神。
If they cannot benefit me, then He is not God.
那这个话一用在跟随主的人的身上，那的确是很不容易走过来的。
And if we use this word to apply to those who believe in God,
啊，因为你回到跟随主的这个事情上，你就碰到一件事情。那就被十字架。
And this is not easy to take because it has to do with bearing the cross.
一被十字架，你就觉得哎呀，好痛苦。
And as soon as you have to bear the cross, and you feel pain.
跟随主就要被十字架，那这位主是不是真的是主呢？
If we follow the Lord and we have to bear the cross, is this Lord the true Lord?
为什么要被十字架呢？他是神，我是寻求他，他要给我祝福才对的。
Why should we bear the cross? Because he is God and we seek after him. He should bless us. That should be right.
怎么还要我被十字架？
Why would he want me to bear a cross?
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得人心思里头那个东西和神的意念常常是不可能连在一起的。
And we understand that the heart of man and the heart of God often cannot be connected or united.
待会我们总结的来说神这一大段话的时候，我们再提那件事情。
And we'll come back to this later on when we summarize all these words.
那神就在他们指出了，他们流人血和做偶像这两件事情，就把他们放在神一个很严肃的追讨里。
So God pointed out to them the bloodshedding and making idols, put them under a very severe pursuit from God.
那你说神为什么要那样厉害的来追讨呢？
And you might ask, why would God pursue them so severely?
那我们留意一个地方，我们就知道。
Let's take a look of one place and we'll understand.
十四节的最末了的那一句开始。
And in verse 14, the last part, in the beginning of the last part.
我耶和华说了这话，就必照着行。我必将你分散在列国，四散在列邦，我也必从你中间除掉你的污秽，你必在列国人的眼前因自己所行的被亵渎，你就知道我是耶和华。
I the Lord have spoken and will act. I will scatter you among the nations and I will disperse you through the lands. I will consume your uncleanness from you. You will profane yourself in the sight of the nations and you will know that I am the Lord.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
许多时候我们不大能领会到神为什么要惩治人。
And very often we do not understand why God would punish men.
严格说起来，
Strictly speaking,
神不是在那惩治人。
God's not there to punish man.
神是在那里要调转人的脚步。
God is there to turn the footsteps of man around.
要叫人从愚昧无知的里头回到神的面前，站在一个懂得承受恩典的地位。
Is to turn man around from his foolishness and ignorance so that he can return and to stand in a position of receiving grace from God.
所以你就看见神是不错，神是很严厉的追讨他们。
And you can see it's true that God was pursuing them very severely.
但是神说，
But God said,
我就是要从你们中间除掉你们的污秽。
But God said that I will get rid of or consume your uncleanness from you.
当你看到你们被处理而分散在各处，到处处给人践踏，处处给人来凌辱的时候。
And when you see that you're scattered among others and you're oppressed by others.
神还是说那句话。
God still spoke the same words.
你们就知道我是耶和华了。
Then you know that I am the Lord.
为什么神说这句话？
Why would God say these words?
因为神上面说过。
Because he has spoken these words before.
我所说的我就必定是这样做。
That I have spoken and will act.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那神就说出，我这样处理你们的时候，是要把你们带回完整。
And God said that when I deal with you in such a way, it's in order to bring you back to perfection.
那底下神就说了一个比方。
And then God gave a parable later on.
但是这个比方又是我们很不容易领会的。
And this is something that we cannot understand very easily.
不过我点出来，弟兄姊妹，你看看是不是这个意思。
So I would point it out and see if brothers and sisters agrees.
他说神就对以色列说，
God said to Israel，
他说对以西结说，他说十八节，人子啊，以色列家在我看为渣滓，他们都是炉中的铜丝铁圈，都是银渣滓。
And God spoke to Ezekiel, son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are bronze and tin and iron and lead in the furnace. They are the dross of silver.
所以耶和华这样说，因为你们都成为渣滓，我必聚集你们在耶路撒冷中，人怎么在银铜铁铅铅聚在炉中吹火融化，这样我也要发怒气和烦恼，将你们聚集放在城中，融化你们。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because all of you have become dross, therefore, behold, I am going to gather you in the midst of Jerusalem, and they gather silver and bronze and iron and lead and tin into the furnace to blow fire on it in order to melt it. So I will gather you in my anger, in my wrath, and I will lay you there and melt you.
你们就知道我是耶和华了，这什么意思？
Then you know that I am the Lord. What does that mean?
因为什么？你留意前面他是说。
But just take note in the beginning, he said.
他说，就是以色列家，他们都是炉中的铜丝铁圈。
And describe the house of Israel as the bronze, tin, iron, and lead in the furnace.
这些都是渣滓。
And these are all dross.
你拿着那些矿石来放到炉里头去炼的时候，就要把这些东西炼了出来。不要。
Then when you put the minerals in the furnace, then you are there to refine and get rid of these things.
但是它是什么东西的渣滓呢？
But what kind of dross is this?
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
你多读一句话，你就觉得怎么这样说。
If you read one more sentence, then you might ask why would it be described this way.
多读一句话，你就读出是什么。
And when you read one more sentence, you read.
多读那一句话就是都是银渣滓。
They are the dross of silver.
你看上文，
and if you read the text above this,
你看不到银，
and you did not see silver.
怎么把这都是丢到炉里头的时候，融掉的时候，就好像银子跑出来。
And why would you throw all these things in the furnace and then silver would come out?
他说这就是泥渣子。
And he says that this is a dross of silver.
就是这些东西都要扔掉。
So all these things will be getting rid of.
但泥要不要扔掉？
But you would not throw away silver.
这里没说。
So here it did not mention.
主也没有说这个事情。
And the Lord did not mention about this.
他只是说这么的一件事。
And he only described this, just spoke of this thing.
但是我们懂。
But we understand.
他把那个矿石弄在那里的时候，熔熔熔，就按照不同的那个热度不同的时候，就哪一种金属就分解出来，不要的就不要，保留的就保留。
So when the metals put in the furnace and the temperature, according to the temperature, some of them are melted, some of them are gotten rid of.
末了的时候就留下是银子。
And at the end, silver is left.
那其他的全都。不要。
The rest they will get rid of.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
那神说我惩治你们不是为了惩治而惩治。
And God said that I punish you is not for the sake of punishing you.
是为了要叫你们成为完全而惩治。
It's in order for you to become perfect, so I've
punished. 那就是希伯来书上所说的。
Which is described in the book of Hebrews.
哪有儿子不受成教的呢？
There will be no son that is not disciplined.
如果不是儿子不受成教的，那个就不是儿子了。
If a son is not disciplined, then this is not a son.
我们都记得希伯来书上的那个话。
And we remember these words from the book of Hebrews.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
那么当神说了这么一大堆的话的时候，
And after God spoke all these words,
他就归纳出。一个很严肃的事情来。
And he came up with this very, very severe matter.
二十二章的从第一节一直到二十二章的第一节到二十二节。
From verse 1 to verse 22 in chapter 22.
都是说上头的是从线上去看问题的话。
So these are all the words to look at the matter from the phenomenon.
在二十三章就说出那一个神真正要说的话。
But beginning from verse 23, that God is speaking what he truly wanted to say.
那三节开始神是说什么呢？
And what did God say in the beginning of
就是说从上头所提到的整个的各种各样的现象里面就归纳出一个属灵的实际来了。
It's from all those phenomena mentioned above to draw a conclusion upon a spiritual reality.
这个属灵的实际就是把整个犹大的堕落的那一个原因很清楚地点了出来。
So this spiritual reality is to point out very clearly the reason of the fall of Judah.
那然后才引出为什么犹大会被掳。
And then it brings out the reason why Judah is taken into captivity.
那我们只是来读这一段话的时候呢，我们就会解决我们心思里面读经上的一个难处。
If we read these words very carefully, then it would resolve some problems we might have reading the passage.
因为读到上面的时候，就说到有一件事情是我们不太容易能掌握得住的。
Because if you continue to read on, we'll come across something that's hard for us to grab hold of.
我们先来看看神怎么来归纳这些事情。
Let's first look at how God summarizes this matter.
二十四节就说。
Verse 24.
人子啊，你要对这地说，你是不得未得洁净之地。
The son of man say to her, you are land that is not cleansed.
那怎么是未得洁净之地呢？
Why, what is a land that is not cleansed?
那如果我们把前面的从第一章一直下来，我们所读过的都还有点记忆的话。
And if we still remember what we read, starting from chapter 1,
你一定很清楚记得。
Then you remember very
clearly. 以色列人对神的那一个名，对神自己的殿，对神自己的律法， 都有一个外形上保持着他们是属神的。
That the Israelites, regarding God's name, His temple, and the land, outwardly, they kept a form of worshiping.
但是神在上面许多的话一直指出不是这个样。
But all those words that God have spoken before this pointed out that's not the case.
那现在神就说出了。
Now God said,
为什么他们不只有那个外面的那些宗教的宗教仪文的持守而没有了那个尊敬神的实意在当中。
That God pointed out why they only have the outward exterior worship or rituals to worship God, but they do not have the reality.
好了，现在神就指着他们说。
Now God pointed at them.
这个地是一个未得洁净之地。
That this land is a land that is not cleansed.
外面好像有很多得洁净的那个印证在哪里。
Outwardly, it seems like there are many proofs that it is cleansed.
他们有献祭啊
，and they still have sacrifices.
啊，他们有圣殿啊
，and they have the temple.
他们有讲解律法
，and they have someone to explain the laws.
啊，这些都是外面好像显出啊，这些真是好洁净的事物。
And all these things seem to put on an appearance that they are cleansed.
但神说不
，but God said no.
你们这地是一个未得洁净之地。
That this land is a land that is not cleansed.
那怎么样说出它是未得洁净之地呢
？And how does he explain this land that is not cleansed?
难道这许许多多的宗教的仪文，我们都实行的很透彻，也得不着洁净吗
？Is that all these religious rituals that we've been keeping not cause us to be cleansed?
弟兄姊妹们。从旧约一直到新约，神都是要叫我们看什么呢
？But this is from the Old Testament to the New Testament. What does God want us to see?
看那个属灵的实际，过于外面的属灵的法表。
Is to regard spiritual reality more than the outward expression of religion.
你就是来到被掳的时候的犹大，他们外面的宗教的仪文。没有短缺的。
Because even Judah in exile, they still have their outward rituals, religious rituals.
但是对敬畏神的那个实际来说呢，就完全摸不上了。
But they are not at all revering God.
现在神就说了。
So here God said. 那
你们看。
You go, you look.
而不是说这里的你们是神对。以色列人说
not,
你们看
It's God speaking to the Israelites like, Go ahead and look
你们其中的先知说什么
What do your prophets say
那是二十五节
It's verse 25
是指着先知说话
It's pointing at the prophets
那先知说什么话呢
What did the prophets say
他说其中的先知如同被绊如咆哮的狮子抓狮乐舞
There's a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst like a roaring lion tearing the prey They have devoured lives
那上面就说出了他们吞灭人民抢夺财宝使这地多有寡妇
And it says that they have devoured lives They have taken treasures and precious things They have made many widows in the midst of her
他们怎么有这样有本事
How could they be so capable?
神在这里已经早先前已经一再说了那些先知凭着我的名来说话但是我没有说那些话
But God has already told them these prophets using God's name to speak but God did not speak those words to them
他们说什么话呢
And what did they say?
他们就说平安了平安了平安了
they say peace peace and peace
所以没有什么大事会发生的
so
平安了因为神追讨我们也追讨过了
so nothing big would happen it was all peace because God has already pursued after us
所以不必太留意到巴比伦现在他怎么来对付我们不必 把它看得那么严重。
So there's no need for us to pay attention to Babylon and how they would deal with us.
他们忘掉了巴比伦所以来对付他们，乃是因为他们离弃神，神就用着巴比伦的手来处理他们。
And they have forgotten the reason that Babylon was there to deal with them was because they have forsaken God and God used Babylon to deal with them.
真正属神的先知，如同耶利米，如同哈巴谷啊，他们那些人，老早就已经说出了。
But those prophets who truly belong to God, like Jeremiah and Habakkuk, they have already mentioned it long ago.
更早一点就是以赛亚的时候就更清楚地指明了。
And even earlier, Isaiah, he has already pointed out very clearly.
你们这样子活在神的面前，你们早晚是要被巴比伦人掳掉的。
The way you live before God, sooner or later, you will be taken away by the Babylonians.
但是他们不听啊。
But they would not listen.
你去问他们的时候。
And if you go ask them.
你说他们是先知。
And they said that they are the prophets.
他自己也承认自己是先知。
And they confess themselves they are the prophets.
然后我们读历史书的时候，你看到这一批先知一直是围绕坐在那个君王的左右的。
And if we read history books, we will see that these prophets, they were surrounding the kings.
天天在那里说平安的话。
Every day they spoke of the words of peace.
神借着他真实的先知一再的宣告，他们说平安，其实没有平安。
But God has spoken through the true prophets, saying that even though they spoke of peace, but there was no peace.
我没有差遣他们说过平安的话。
That God has not sent them to speak of words of peace.
但是他们口口声声都是平安，平安，平安。
But they continue to claim it's peace, peace, and peace.
这个平安的消息啊，就造成犹大人心里面就越发不寻求神。
And this message of peace caused the people of Judah to further depart from God and not seek after God.
结果不就引来那个事实就是了吗？人民给吞了，财宝给抢夺，多地有寡妇，为什么？
So as a result, it has lives are devoured and treasures and precious things are taken and many were made widows.
巴比伦一吞的时候，战场上死掉的都是男人。
Because when the Babylonians came, all those dying in the battlefield were men.
那就多少的寡妇就制造出来。
So that's why they have many widows in the midst of them.
多少的家庭就完全破碎掉了。
And many families, they were broken.
多少的人的所有给抢落掉了。
And what men had was taken away.
那这是说到那一个时候的先知们。其实先知是指着那批假先知。
So it is pointing at the prophets, who are the false prophets at that time.
他们是做了这些的一些的事情。
They have done some things.
就把整个犹大的百姓的心思都弄到黑暗迷糊。
And they have caused the heart of the people of Judah to be darkened and to be confused.
那接上去呢，就是说其中的祭司。
And then they continue on to say the prophets or priests among them.
常解我的律法，亵渎我的圣物，不分别圣的和俗的，也不使人分辨洁净的和不洁净的，要遮掩不顾我的安息日，我在他们中间被亵慢。
That her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane.
弟兄们一读字句你就知道了，祭司也失去了功用了。
If you read the words, you understand even the priests have lost the function.
那先是先知失去了功用。
First is the prophets who lost
the function. 现在你就看到连祭司也失去了功用。
Now even the priests have lost the function.
祭司的功用是把人领到神的面前。
The function of the priest is to lead men to God.
现在祭司一摆出来的呢，是领人去拒绝神。
But now the priests.
在世上，他们走在前头。
But now the priests are leading people to reject God.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到了，
And the mercies you see.
整个属灵的实际根本就不存在。
There is no more spiritual reality.
宗教的仪文全都保留在哪里。
But the religious rituals, they were kept.
那这个是这两批属灵的领袖。
So there are two groups of spiritual leaders.
两批的属灵的领袖都出了难处。
So both groups, they have problems.
然后第三批。
And then the third group.
百姓中的首领
the leaders among the people
百姓中首领
the leaders among the people
赐着他们的权势
and they use their power
就对待一般人就是对待犹大的百姓了
and they treat
并不在公义公平和怜悯里
They did not treat the people with righteousness, justice, and mercy.
那说清楚就是说欺负人
And in other words, they oppressed the people.
许多欺负人的事情是他们首领先做起
Now, many matters of oppression was led by the leaders.
我们读耶利米书的时候我们就看到一件事情是给记录下来的
And when we read the book of Jeremiah, we see that one matter was recorded.
在律法的里头说不可以有以色列人做你的奴仆
In the law it says that there should be no Israelites to be a slave
但是在那一个时候在耶路撒冷里头跟犹大都是那些所谓尊贵人呢做首领的许许多多是 以色列人做他们的奴仆
But at that time, whether in Israel or in Judah, many princes or leaders among the people, they have slaves, and the slaves are the Israelites.
头一次巴比伦的军队把耶路撒冷围起来的时候
The first time when Jerusalem was besieged by the Babylonians,
耶利米在那里就说出了他们如果肯回转悔改那么神会给他们怜悯
And Jeremiah said that if they're willing to repent, God will have mercy upon them.
其中就特别提到一件事情，你们不可以再用以色列的兄弟们来做奴隶了。
And he especially made mention of one thing that you should no longer use your brothers, the Israelites, as slaves.
那一次是因为围城围得太紧。
And at that time, it was because the besieging of Jerusalem was severe.
他们也真的很听话。
And they were obedient.
哦，马上就释放奴隶。
Immediately, they set the slaves free.
多人都自由回家。
And everybody was free to go home.
神果然怜悯他们。
And God truly had mercy upon them.
就让攻城的巴比伦的军队，另外这个原因就撤离了。
And,
because,
and he caused the Babylonians to leave Jerusalem.
环境一改变
But as soon as the
这批做领袖的人又把那些释放的奴隶发出命令你们都要回来
And these leaders gave a command to have all the slaves to return.
那个情况就很具体的情况摆出来你就看到当时那个情况是这样
So when you see these conditions you see the general conditions at that time
那么然后神就在这里特别再说
And God
那些假先知做的事情
And again made special mention about the things that done by the prophets
他们做了什么事呢
What did they do
他们说说的一切的话就好像 用没有泡泡的灰来做墙
And all those words that they've spoken are as if they have smeared whitewash on the walls
那结果就是我们这个我们懂了你如果那个石灰啊，或是那个灰你那个没泡透就去除墙去在那里去做那个叫做什么叫做我现在都忘掉了叫做什么那比方我们这里不是打了那个木架子然后就把那个灰泥涂上去做着墙 那个叫做什么？我是有一个名词的，就是披帐，不是，反正你知道是那件事就好，那个事就好。你没有种错的时候，你涂上去不久它自己就掉了。
And we know that if you try to build a wall with untempered mortar, not soon after, the wall will collapse.
那神就再重复一次，再指着那批先知，就说他们所做的是，就是做的这些，这些虚虚假假的事情。
So once again, God pointed out the things done by the false prophets are all these false matters.
然后的。用着神的名说，神这样说。
But they use God's name to say that this is said by the Lord.
神说我没有说。
But God said that I did not say.
那就造成一个什么结果呢
？So what consequences?
现在这个问题就大了。
Now that's a big problem.
那刚才所提，神所提的三种人，先知、祭司、官长。
And the three groups of people got mentioned earlier, the prophets, the priests, and the leaders.
那都是这个社会里面上层的人了。
And they are the upper class of the society.
那又上层的人整个的是这样的堕落败坏。
And it's such fallen conditions, such
corruption. 就造出一个结果。
Of this class of people, it brings about a result.
全体都落在那个失落、愚昧和无知里。
The entire nation has fallen into this condition that they are lost and they're foolish and ignorant.
这就引出了一个很严肃的问题。
So it brings forth a very solemn matter.
神在这里借着以西结说。
God spoke to Ezekiel saying.
那弟兄姊妹注意二十九节。
Verses take note of verse 29.
国内众民一味的欺压、半行抢夺，那这一大堆的事情。
He says the people of the land have practiced oppression and committed robbery.
为什么他们是这样？
Why would they be like this?
因为管理他们的人先坏了，底下的人当然跟着坏。
Because the people who govern them, they have first gone astray, so that's why they've done these things.
然后就神就说出一个非常严肃的事情。
And then God spoke of a very solemn matter.
他说在整个犹大的里头。
And within the entire Judah,
我在这个所有的百姓的中间
among all the people,
我要找一个人来
I search for a man,
他能看得到现在犹大是落在那样的危险的里
that he would be able to see Judah has fallen into such a crisis.
他们站出来在破口里头防堵
that he could stand in the gap in the wall.
让神不灭绝犹大。
So that God would not destroy Judah.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
But just take note.
神说这个话说得太严肃了。
And these are very solemn words from God.
他要在众民的里头找一个人。
He said from all among the people to find one person.
找一个人做什么呢？
And what is this person for?
他看见这个属灵上的那个危险。
That he can see the spiritual danger.
他就站在那里要堵这个破口。
That he will stand in the gap.
要告诉神的子民说。
And to tell God's people.
神的话不是这样说。
That these are not the words of God.
他们就会在神的面前仰望神。
That they would look to God.
神啊，求你用你自己的权柄和能力扭转。现在犹大里头那一种邪恶
And ask God,
那个快要倒塌的那种光景
And ask God to use his power and authority to turn around the evil situation in Judah and they would not fall completely
我找不到一个
But God said that he found no one
这个问题就很严肃了
Then this is a very solemn matter
但是在这里要先解决一个问题
But first we have to take care of one problem first.
我刚才说我们读经的时候想都读到这里的时候会读出一些难处来
And earlier I mentioned that we might come across some problems when we read
因为如果按照这里我们表面上的这个体会
Because according to here what we can understand on the surface
那时候那耶利米还算不算数？
And would Jeremiah count at that time?
哈巴谷他们那些人还算不算数？
What about Habakkuk?
还有一些当时被掳前的先知们，他们说的话算是不算数？
What about the words spoken by the prophets before the
captivity? 他不能算在这一个人的范围里吗？
And would they not count?
神说一个人都没找到。
God said that he cannot find anyone.
那他们这些算不算是人？
So would these prophets count as a person?
当然是。
Of course they do.
那他们是不是已经在神的面前去为了整个犹大的前途来仰望神的怜悯？
And did they not look to God for his mercy on behalf of the whole nation?
他们是啊。
And they did.
你读耶利米书的时候，你看见当时还是有很少数的人有这样的那个体会啊。
And if we read the book of Jeremiah, we see that there's still a few have this understanding.
那为什么现在这里说我找一个一个都找不到？
But why would God say that here? It says he was looking for one, but he can find none.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意啊。
But sisters, take note.
因为这里神说的是谁？
Because
我们不要把那个范围。该扩大的没有扩大，该缩小的没有缩小。
Because we have to pay attention to the boundary here. We should not enlarge the boundary when we shouldn't and to restrict it when we shouldn't.
这里说的是国内的众民。
Here it says, I search for a man among them, among the nation.
不是在神面前已经被神选召出来做先知的那一些人。
And it does not include those who are already called as prophets.
是说一般的人。
We're talking about the general population.
那这样一看，
So when we look at this way,
你就看到当时整个犹大的社会。
And we'll see the entire society of Judah.
先知、祭司、首领，一直到众民。
The prophets, the priests, the princes, and to all the people.
没有一个是站在神的那一边来仰望神。
None of them stood at God's side and to look to God.
我们回顾已经读过的这些经文。
And the scriptures we just read earlier.
神在异象里让以西结所看到的各种各样的事。
And God let Ezekiel see all kinds of things in visions.
你真看到了，是从祭司、长老、先知、百姓。
And you can see it's from the priests, the prophets, the leaders, and to the people.
全都在那里以背向着神，
and,
甚至是进到圣殿里边去，把偶像的位置摆进去。
They all turned their backs against God, and even to place the idols in God's temple to replace God.
所以神就在这里说的那么严肃的话。
So that's why God spoke of these solemn words.
换一句话来说，整个犹大。从上头一直到下面全毁掉了。
In other words, the entire Judah from the top to bottom is all destroyed.
你要叫神伸出怜悯的手而停止那个管教，你叫神怎么做？
And if you were to ask God to extend his hand of mercy to stop his discipline, and how could you ask that?
那我们还记得神这一段话，就是上一次再看的话，这次看的话，都是那几个长老来要以西结给他们说到神的事，神要在犹大怎么做而引起的。
And the words that are spoken here, combining with the words that we've shared on last time, these are all words spoken by the elders requesting Ezekiel to do things.
神就借着这许多的事情来说明了，你看到犹大的现在的光景，你说我怎么能让他们得享平安？
And God spoke of all these things and to cause people to look at Judah and say that how can I give peace to Judah?
我是喜欢把平安给他们。
I would like to give them peace.
但是他们不配得平安。
But they are not worthy of it.
神一再说到 罪人死亡其实我所愿意看见的。
Because God keep repeating to say that this is not something He like to see for the evil one to die.
我不是喜欢看见他们回转，我就收纳他们。
Do I not like to see them return and I would accept them
again? 这是神已经一再在那里表发表过他的心思。
And this is the heart desire of God that He repeatedly mentioned.
那现在你要从神那里得平安，却不在神的面前转回归向神。你要神怎么做呢？
So now if you want peace from God but you will not turn around to return to him, what can God do?
一直说到现在的时候，神就说我没办法，我只能用很重的手来处理他们，好让他们在接受神处理以后可以回转过来。
So that's why God said that I have no other ways but to lay a heavy hand on them to deal with them. So after being dealt with, they would be able to return.
我们实在需要主用着这里面所说的的话来看，我们今天跟随主的时候，我们千万不要给环境来把我们逼进这样的光景。
And we truly need to use these words to understand.For us today, we would not fall into such a condition that we have to be forced into this condition.
属灵的事情就是那么实际的。
And spiritual matters are so practical.
但是地上的事情也脱不出这样的一个原则。
But the matters on earth cannot escape this principle.
那因此我们就来到二十三章。
So now we come to chapter 23.
到了二十三章的时候。
When we come to chapter 23,
我们就要很留意二十三章里边所说的。
And we have to pay attention to what's in chapter
23. 二十三章，神是接着对以西结说出以色列。在神面前整个的历史上的经历。
And through Ezekiel, God spoke of the history, the experience of Israel in history.
而从这几个这他们所经历的事情来引出神为什么这样来对付他们。
And it's through the experiences that God explain why he would deal with them that way.
如果我们没有抓到这一点，
if we cannot grab hold of this point,
我们读二十三章读出来的时候就好像读新闻一样。
And when we read chapter 23, it's as if we're reading
a
piece of history.
不，二十三章里头有个很隐藏很浓熟的一个属灵的事物摆在那里。
But within chapter 23, there is a hidden but concise matter there.
不错，那是借着以色列的整个的属灵的历史，从出埃及一直到他们被掳借这段时间，整个的历史里头所摆出来的事情。
And it is true that in chapter 23, it mentions Israel's history from leaving Egypt to before they go into exile.
也是借着前头的时候已经提到了的那件事情。
It's also through the matter that was already mentioned earlier.
前头是哪里呢？
And where is this?
就是十六章所提到。
Which is in chapter 16 that's mentioned there.
这里接上去再提。
And here it continues to mention.
十六章的重点是在地。
The focus of chapter 16 is on the earth.
现在二十三章就重在人。
But now chapter 23, the focus is in man.
都是说到那个属灵的历史。
They're both talking about spiritual history.
十六章的那个属灵的历史是从亚伯拉罕进迦南的时候开始。
And the spiritual history in chapter 16 begins with Abraham entering to Canaan.
二十三章呢，他们是从被出埃及的时候开始。
And in chapter 23 begins with the people leaving Egypt.
那好，我们留意到这一个关系， 我们留意到这里面说什么。
So when we first see this relationship, then we'll go into.
耶和华又领导我说。
He says the word of the Lord came to me again.
他说神继续在那说话。
So the Lord continued to speak.
他说人子啊。
Says son of man.
有两个女子是一母所生。
The two women, the daughters of one mother.
这个明显就是指着上面这就说出来了，他就说出了他们这两个女子是一母所生。他们是在埃及那里长大的。
And it says two women, daughters of one mother, they grew up in Egypt.
是什么？
What does that mean?
那底下神自己在解说。
So God continues to explain.
他们的名字啊，姐姐就叫做俄和俄拉，妹妹名叫俄和利巴，他们都归于我，生了儿女，论着他们的名字，俄和拉。就是撒玛利亚，俄和利巴就是耶路撒冷。
So the names of Ohola, the elder, and Holabath, the sister, and they became mine, and they bore sons and daughters. As for the names, Samaria is Ohola, and Jerusalem is Oholabath.
那就指着这样的一个事实。
So pointing at this fact.
所以我说他们是从出埃及开始。
So that's why I mentioned this is beginning from
Egypt. 十六章就是从亚伯拉罕进。迦南开始。
And the chapter 16 begins from Abraham entering to Canaan.
他说，他们是一母所生，当然那是整个的以色列。
And it says that they are daughters of one mother. It's talking about the entire Israel.
进了迦南以后，他们建国了。
And they entered to Canaan and they established the nation.
建国以后，他们就分裂成了南北两国。
And after they established the nation, it was split into two.
南国就是犹大，北国就是以色列。
And the southern kingdom is Judah, and the northern kingdom is Israel.
南国的首都是耶路撒冷，北国的首都是撒玛利亚。
So the capital of the northern kingdom is Jerusalem, and the capital of the southern kingdom is Samaria.
他就用着这两个地点来说明。以色列他们的堕落是怎么发生。
So using these two places to explain the beginning of the fall of Israel.
而是好像特别是用的那个人伦的关系来表达这样的一个事实。
And it's using human relationship to express this.
表达什么呢？
What is here to express?
如果从历史上面来看，那是看到。
From history's point of view, we can see.
南北两国分裂了以后，
After the kingdom split into the north and the south,
北国就常常联络亚述人，那是叫亚兰人。
And the northern kingdom often formed allies.
其实就是那一带，就是现在我们所说的现在那边闹得最吵闹的那个叫什么地方？现在，黎巴嫩不？叙利亚上头的那一带的地方。
So the northern kingdom often form ally with Assyria and which is the people of Aram.
叙利亚，那个时候由以色列就联络亚述，叙利亚那上边的那个时候是就是由他们属于那个由亚述的那个势力范围，他们带亚兰人，他们就是常常去攻击。
So Israel would often form ally with the Assyria or Aram.
那如果我们对旧约的历史，特别是列王记熟悉一点的时候，你就很知道这个事情。
And if we're familiar with the books of Kings, then we will understand this.
以色列跟亚兰人那个连结呢，就经常来践踏犹大。
That Israel will form ally with Aram and to trample upon Judah.
详细的情形我不说了，我只是指出那个历史的那个事实，弟兄姊妹就知道。
And I won't go into details, I'll just point it out.
那以色列要践踏犹大有什么目的呢？
So what is the reason of Israel trampling upon
Judah? 那要从以色列分裂的时候开始要看。
Then we have to look into the beginning of the separation of the north
and south. 因为耶路撒冷是在犹大。
Because Jerusalem is in Judah.
圣殿是在犹大。
And the temple is in
Judah. 大祭司是在犹大。
And the high priest is in Judah.
又因着耶罗伯安所做的那个事情，就让许许多的这祭司立位人都跑回犹大。
And because of what King Jeroboam has done, then a lot of the priests would go back to Judah.
所以他就要想用手段来要维持以色列为那十个支派不归向犹大。
So he used all kinds of schemes so that the ten tribes would not go to Judah.
所以就做了一个金，做了两只金牛那个那一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你知道就知道了。
And then the verses would know about the two golden calves.
所以北边以色列就一直是担心犹大要把他们又弄回来了，如果从心理上面来讲。
And in the hearts of the northern part, that they are afraid that Judah would pull them away.
但是他们凭什么力量去对付犹大呢？
But what kind of strength did they have to deal with Judah?
当然人口他们是比犹大多。
And of course they have a larger population than
Judah. 但犹大那个时候是站在神的那一边。
But Judah at that time was standing at God's side.
这个是以色列那边所是受不了的。
And this is not something Israel can take.
那说他非要把犹大压下去不行。
So they had to oppress Judah.
那他们自己力量不够，那就联络亚兰。
So they did not have enough power, so they form ally with Aram.
所以就一直在那里做了对付犹大的事情。
So they continue to deal with Judah.
所以在这里就轻轻一说到那个姐姐，就说亚姐姐叫做亚和拉。
So here mentions the older sister's name is Ohola.
他们就连接亚兰人来对付犹大。
So they connected with Aram to deal with Judah.
那因着这样的一个缘故，
And because of this reason,
他们就受了亚兰人的那个各方面的那个影响。
So they were influenced by Aram in different areas.
以后亚兰人的那一边扩大成了亚述的时候。
So when Aram continued to expand and become Assyria,
由亚述就灭掉了北边的以色列了。
Assyria finally destroyed Israel on the north.
这一段话说到这个做姐姐的，就是用这个历史来背景来配合他们实际的光景来说了。
So these words referring to the older sister is using this background as this history as background.
那么结果后来亚述就把姐姐灭掉了，
so
吞掉了。
At the end, Assyria took over the older sister.
那这来虽然是用人的生活的情况来去表达他们的那个政治了，外交了，军事了，各方面的那种连结。
So here is using human situation or conditions to describe the political and military conditions at that time.
但是这些连结呢，一摆在神的眼中的时候，神就说，你们是依靠人而不依靠神。
But this connection in God's eyes is that they are depending on men and not on God.
你们是拣选人而不拣选神。
That you have chosen men rather than God.
那结果呢？
As a result.
神就说， 他们就犯了属灵的淫乱。
And God said that they have committed spiritual adultery.
虽然一说到淫乱的事情的时候，就好像说到人的生活里头一些不太正、不很肮脏的事情。
And when we mention about adultery, it seems like we're talking about some things that are very filthy among men.
但神把这些肮脏的这一个观念就放在人和神的那一个关系上。
But God is using this concept to describe the relationship between God and man.
那结果呢?
As a result,
撒玛利亚就是北方以色列呢，结果后来就给亚述灭掉了。
So Samaria at the end was destroyed by Assyria.
就分散了。
And they were scattered.
一直到现在，那个时候所分散的，我们常提到的那个。分散的十个支派到现在还没找到一个准确的下落。
So until today, the 10 tribes that are scattered, we still cannot find them.
那么然后他就从姐姐的事情就说到做妹妹的。
So from the matters of the older sister, now it goes to the matters of
the younger sister. 那一说到做妹妹的，那就是说到犹大了。
And when we talk about the younger sister, we're talking about
做妹妹的没有看到姐姐所经过的这事情。
And the younger sister did not see what happened to the older sister and turn around to go back to God.
结果呢?
As a result,
就先是靠拢巴比伦。
First, they drew close to Babylon.
后来呢,又连接埃及去不服从巴比伦。
And later on, they connected with Egypt to rebel against Babylon.
那就引出了巴比伦来攻打犹大的事情。
And they brought forth the matter of Babylon coming to attack Judah.
那这个事情从什么时候开始的呢?
And when did this matter appear?
那应该是从西西家的时候开始。
And it has to, it begins with Hezekiah. 弟兄姊
妹，你记得西西家不是有一次病的要死了吗?
And brothers, you remember Hezekiah once he was very ill.
后来他舍不得死，他就说神啊，我不好死。
And then he did not want to die, so he pleaded with God.
神说好了，那这就另外增加给你十五年。
And then God granted him another 15 years to live.
那一件事情开始
And from that matter on,
巴比伦就有人来跟他联络了
And there are people from Babylon to connect with him
弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers, you remember
西西家就很高兴
And Hezekiah was very happy
一方面是说哎呀我病了巴比伦的人都知道我现在病好了他们也来跟我联络
And,
那他们抬举我了。
And on one hand, that he was happy that the news of him being sick was heard by Babylonians.
所以他做了一件事情是野神不大喜悦的。
And on the other hand, the Babylonians came to visit him, so he did something that displeased God.
犹大所有的军事、政治各方面的，好像开展览一样，传给巴比伦的使臣，来去。
So he showed the ambassadors from Babylon all the riches in the country.
应该是从那个时候开始。
So it should be beginning from that time.
犹大跟巴比伦有过一些感情。
And that is some relationship between Babylon and Judah.
后来呢，第一次被掳，后来王给释放回来的时候呢，又跟巴比伦立约。那也有一点好感情。
So and after the first exile, the king was released, and then they established a covenant with each other. So they established a relationship.
但是不久，犹大又跟埃及连接起来，要对抗巴比伦。
But not long after, Judah would connect with Egypt to go against Babylon.
那这是历史上的事情。
So this is matters in history.
在那段时候是这样发生的。
So it happened at that time.
但是这些历史的事情，在神的眼中，神怎么看呢？
But how did God look at these matters of history?
神不是从人和人中间的关系来看。
And God did not look at the relationship among men.
神是看你们做这些事情，你们是根据什么？
God looked at this matter and asked, what do you base on to do these things?
是根据我还是根据你们自己？
Is it based on me or based on yourselves?
所以我们一直看上来的时候就看到一件事。
So when we continue to read on, we'll see one thing.
那当然按人数来说，哦，这是人中间的什么远交近攻啊，那些政策的运用的问题。
And for, in man's eyes, it seems like these are military strategies.
但是神在这里怎么说？
But what did God say here?
我们留意这一件事就知道了。
Let's take note of one matter.
二十五节当中那里。
In verse 25.
不，就是二十五节。
Verse 25.
主耶和华如此说，因你忘记我，将我丢在背后，所以你要担当你淫行和淫乱的报应。
Is it
25? 二十五节。
Verse 35. Therefore says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, bear now the punishment of your lewdness.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是那个关键。
That's the key, brothers and sisters.
那你好像用人的感情的上的事情来说许多的事，但是神是借着那些事情来说出你们的问题出在什么。
It seems like it's using man's relationship to describe a lot of things, but here God is actually pointing out what the problem arises from.
你们是出在忘记我。
It arises from you have forgotten me.
你们根本就不在以我做你们的那个依据和依靠。
You no longer depend on me and have me as your basis.
所以呢，神就说你们就碰落到这样的光景，所以就产生了这一个所谓属灵上的淫乱。
So God said, that's why you have fallen into such condition, and that's why this spiritual adultery arises.
那现在问题来了。
So now that's a matter.
像撒玛利亚，像耶路撒冷这样的事情，地上许许多多的那个民族和国家不是这样吗？那为什么单指着这两个这个以色列来说呢？
And things that happen in Samaria and Jerusalem, don't they also happen all around the world? And why would God only point it at them?
那当我们一转把那个留意力一转转了一个方向的时候，我们就知道那个严肃性了。
But if we turn our focus around and we will understand the seriousness of the matter.
我先把它几个总结来提一提一下。
And I would just mention first about, I'll give you a summary.
因为在二十三章这样的神说出这些话的时候，是指出了有三个事实。
Because in chapter 23, God has pointed out three facts.
这三个事实是什么呢？
And what are these three facts?
那是说到他们头一件事情，在埃及的时候就忘记了神的应许，神拣选的应许。
That in Egypt, they have forgotten the promise of God's calling.
所以他一开头就说，你们在埃及的时候就出了毛病。
So God pointed out, even in Egypt, the problem arose.
怎么出了毛病？
And how did this problem arise?
更早的事我们不提了。
And we won't mention anything that's earlier than this.
但是我们留意出埃及记本身的时候。
But if we pay attention to the book of Exodus,
头一件事情你知道的。
The first matter,
以色列人并不太喜欢离开埃及。
That the Israelites did not really want to leave Egypt.
虽然在埃及的是受人欺压，受人什么，但是他们并不喜欢离开埃及。
Even though they were oppressed in Egypt, but they did not really want to leave.
我们看见神动了多少的动作，然后他们才走。
And we see that the God has done a lot of work so that the Israelites would leave.
走了不多远，就怨言就出来了。
And then shortly after they departed, they complained.
等到神一再的给他们 施恩，然后在西乃山那里头给他们显现，把他们的心都提起来了。
And after God has shown them many grace and mercy, and that He manifested Himself to them on Mount Sinai.
等到从西乃山起行，没有几天了。
And after they departed from Mount Sinai, shortly after that,
他们就发怨言了。
And they complained again.
怨什么呢？
And what did they complain about?
为什么要出埃及呢？
Why would we leave Egypt?
我们不用花钱就可以吃肉吃。吃鱼吃黄瓜吃韭菜。
And in Egypt, we did not have to pay to eat meat and fish and chives.
这是我们最近读过不久的了。
And this is what we have been reading recently.
刚刚上礼拜我们在读到呢。
And last week we just read.
他们去探迦南回来的时候。
And after they spied on Canaan and when they returned.
下个礼拜我们接上来你就看到了。
And next week when we continue on, you will see this.
我们为什么要离开埃及呢？
And they ask again, why do we want to leave Egypt?
难道在埃及没有坟场，没有坟地给我们？
And the graves in Egypt for us.
这是跑到这个旷野里头来。
Now we come to this wilderness. Are we here to wait for him?
我们另外立过一个领袖领我们回埃及去。
We should have another leader to lead us back to Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，当你记得以色列人出埃及的事情的时候啊。
And brothers, if you remember the matters of Israelites leading Egypt.
你就知道了，神在这里说这个话，第一件事情就指出了以色列人。整个的忘记了神对他们那个拣选的应许。
So then we will see, understand the first thing that God mentioned is that the Israelites have forgotten the promise God has given them.
那第二件事情呢？
And the second matter.
那就是刚才我们特别提到了以色列南北分裂了以后。
And we mentioned already after it was split into two kingdoms, Israel and Judah.
那以色列就一直要把犹大来压下去。
And Israel wanted to continue to oppress Judah.
那仍然是忘记了神对他们的那一个选召。
And they have forgotten that God has chosen.
神要的是他们十二个支派要成为一个祭司的国度。
What God wanted was for the 12 tribes to become a kingdom of priests.
但是他们分裂了以后就完全忘记了什么叫做祭司的国度。
But after they split up, they have completely forgotten about this kingdom of priests.
然后等到只剩下南国的时候。
And then when only the southern kingdom is left.
我们就看见那个情形就更糟糕了。
And we see the condition was even worse.
因为犹大一再受到四面的那个压迫的时候，把四面的那个文化，特别是宗教，接了进去。
Because Judah, as it was oppressed by the surrounding nations, they have accepted the culture, especially the religion.
就造成以西结书里头所特别提到的，外面是耶和华神，里头是各种各样的外邦的宗教。
As is mentioned in the book of Ezekiel, outwardly is Jehovah God, but inwardly is all kinds of religions, all kinds of idols.
那么从这几方面来的时候，你就看到了，神就借着这样的事情，头一件事情让他们去认识神的自己。
So from all these matters, we can see that the first thing God wanted them to see is God Himself.
同时呢，如果他们真的认识神的自己的时候呢，也就认识他们的本身的自己。
And if when they know God Himself, then they will understand themselves.
那因此我们就注意到了，神说了那么许许多多的话，就是为把他们带回到一个准确的认定里。
So that then we understand with all these words spoken by God, God wanted them to return back to an accurate understanding.
但是问题在这里。
But now that's the question.
神为什么只是对着以色列和犹大讲？
Why would God just speak to Israel and Judah?
为什么不对着以色列和犹大以外的 那些人民讲的。
Why did God not speak to the people outside of Israel and Judah?
我本来想今天晚上也说完这一段。
And in the beginning, I want to finish this today.
现在不行了。
But we can't.
因为明天还要上班。
Because we have to go to work.
我只好留到下礼拜。
So we'll.
其实最重就是那一段的。
We'll save it for next week, and that's the important part.
不过我是特别愿意弟兄姊妹们。为什么神用了那么多的篇幅来记载以色列的从出埃及一直到被掳前后的历史
And I want brothers to pay attention to why God used all these words to describe beginning from leaving Egypt to around the time when they are sent to exile
和神那永远的旨意是有直接的关系
It has a direct relationship with God's eternal will
那么在以西结书里头就给我们看到那个端倪了
And then we will find some clues in the book of Ezekiel
我们留到下礼拜再提
We'll save it for next week
不过下礼拜呢就不只是提它
But we won't just mention about this next week
还要提到二十我盼望是可以提到不行还是要分开先注意二十三二十四
And next week we'll focus on chapter 23 and 24
我们祷告
Let us pray
主啊仰望你
Lord we look to you
许多历史上的事情是我们从表面上所看不透的
And many matters of history we cannot see through them too.
但是感谢主
But we thank you
你说话
That you have spoken.
你的话就把我们闭塞的地方打开。
And that you will open up what we don't understand.
但愿我们的主吸引我们的心。
May our Lord draw our hearts.
只有你是我们所要拣选和跟随的。
You draw our hearts so that we hold fast that you are the only one we'll choose and follow.
不让我们沦落到一个地步，落到属灵的淫乱里。
That we not fall into a condition into spiritual adultery.
我们向主说，主啊，保守我们的心思和意念。
Lord, we ask that you keep our hearts and our desires.
让我们认定只有你是主。
So that we confess that you are only you is Lord.
在你以外，我们无所靠。
And outside of you, we have nothing to depend on.
在你以外，我们也一无所有。
Outside of you, we have nothing.
感谢你，你是这样恩待我们，选召我们，站在这个位置去享用你。
We thank you for you have such grace for us and you have chosen us to stand in this position. We bow our head and worship you. Give you all the glory. Give you all the thanksgiving. We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.